before you start using things like user flows and user journey mobs and wireframes, really understand why they were created in the first place and when. That way you can easily incorporate them in your design process.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Lavette, service designer at Africa Leadership Group. Welcome, Lavette.
Thank you, Luis. I'm glad to be here.
To start the show, give me a brief definition of product design.
One word that comes to mind when I think about product design is user-centric. So to me, I would define product design as ensuring that every touch point in your product or your service is customer-obsessed, user-centric, and really informed by the user.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
That's a good question. One thing that comes to mind is really just as a junior designer, I never used to spend enough time understanding the problem that I was designing for. So I will spend time listening to the business needs and the goals and then forgetting why I was hired in the first place. And I think this is something that a lot of junior designers do, right? Where they focus so much on the business that they forget that the users also exist. And that's the beginning of the end, basically. So it's really important for people to spend enough time understanding the context and the problem that they're designing for. And that mostly comes when you really understand the user that you're designing for.
What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
I know a lot of people will come for me for this, but I usually get confused when people say simplicity equals great design. And don't get me wrong, I agree with that statement to some extent, but I think that as designers, our job is to think critically, and sometimes complexity with clarity is okay. So sometimes you can design products and services that are complex, but if they have clarity, that's okay. Simplicity does not always mean great design. So people need to understand that. People need to understand that your users are not unintelligent. They will understand what you're designing. So it's okay for you to sometimes have complex with clarity in your solutions.
Thanks for sharing that. And what's the best product design advice you've ever received and why?
I went back to school and a few weeks ago, my teacher said something that was quite simple, but it stuck with me, which was understand the design concepts before using them. And this goes out to all the self-taught designers like me. Before you start using things like user flows and user journey mobs and wireframes, really understand why they were created in the first place and when. That way you can easily incorporate them in your design process, but at the same time also explain it in a way that makes sense to people who don't understand who are not familiar with design.
What's working best in your product design process right now?
Collaboration. I've gotten to a point where I understand why and when to bring in key stakeholders in my design process. So when do you bring in marketing? When do you bring in engineering? And coupled up with collaboration, I think another thing that I've also really narrowed down to is building those strong bonds outside of your team that you're working with. Because these people will really fight for you and will really vouch for you out there. You'll get a buy-in really easily. So I think that's one thing that is really working for me, collaboration and just building strong bonds with teams outside of my own team.
What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
How to be curious. I think curiosity is such an underrated skill, but it's so important. And I think as designers climb up the ladder, we lose our sense of curiosity because we think that we know everything. But I think that curiosity should be something that should be there in your entire career. You should never lose it. Enter those rooms with a beginner's mindset to learn and to understand people. And no matter how much you think you know about a certain product, just try as much as possible to have a beginner's mindset to everything.
On to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I learn new things about me every day. I've learned that I prefer the initial stages of design. I'm not ashamed to say it anymore. I prefer the research part, understanding the user, and really just things like wireframing. When I get to the last phases of design, like UI and stuff, I'm always really exhausted already. So I'm just like, oh, this is not fun anymore. But learning that has taught me how to bring in people who are better than me in certain areas of design, right? If I know there's someone in my team who is really great in visuals or really just great in mapping out processes and documenting things at the end of the design process, I bring them in and make them my friend because I really do struggle with that part of design. And this is also great because it's taught me that it's okay to not know everything as a designer. It's okay for you to just be really good at one thing and good at it and excel at it. To any designer who's out there, don't feel lonely. It's okay. Don't feel like you're not a great designer because you don't know how to design visuals or wireframes. It's okay.
Thank you, Lavette, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This was cool. It was awesome.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.